Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome in, everybody, to another edition of Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester. Glad to be here with you. It is an exciting time because it's a Friday, TGIF. The weather's changed, not so hot. We're getting a little bit of rain. Here we go. And we've got a great show lined up for you today. There's a big, eventful day in Paris at the Olympics on Thursday. We'll get into some of that. The Royals getting back in action after a day off today. After a day off yesterday, I should say, in a weird little two-game series. We'll get you all revved up for that. And, of course, the Chiefs play tomorrow. And you'll hear that on the Odyssey family here over on KNSS. So lots of good stuff there to get to. We've got giveaways galore today, by the way. We've got three giveaways for you. A chance to hang out with Tim Tebow. A chance to go to the Wichita Gun and Knife Show, the Mac Gun Show, and some HTO. So we'll get through all of that today as well, taking your calls on the IHOP hotline, which is brought to you by IHOP. Bring it back. It's all you can eat pancakes deal through September 15th. That number is 869-1240. Jad has that for you. We've got you on our video streams as well, Facebook, YouTube, and X. And of course on 12 News Connected. Glad to be here with you, Tommy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I thought about you this morning with it being so nice outside. Are you doing your daily walk still? Does that happen before the sun comes up?
And not,
I mean, it was a great morning to do that.
It was. I have to wait till the kids go to school. Once the kids are back in school, then I can get into the walker. I thought about it too. I don't remember what I think. I was letting the dog out. It's letting the dog out. It was about 60 degrees or something. I let the dog out and she takes like four steps and just looks at me like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's cold out here. And I'm like, oh my God. Like like we're not the only sissies that acclimate in the animal kingdom or that don't acclimate. You'd have thought there was 12 inches of snow outside the way she looked at me after she took the first two steps outside to go to the bathroom this morning. But it would have been a great morning for a walk. Yeah. Crisp, like a little fall teaser we have here over the next couple of days. So looking forward to just like getting outside and soaking that in for sure. For sure. Crestview Country Club, of course, great supporter of the program. I went out last night and tried to play well. I played well earlier in the week for nine and then did not play well last night. And I smashed my finger with a golf club somehow. I don't even know how, but it was nice even last night. Like, you could start to feel it. Like, I didn't, you know, I didn't need to put on sunscreen. Like, it was fine. It was a beautiful night out of golf. And, you know, it's a race against the clock now to be able to get nine in before the sun goes down. So it's just one option for you out there, Crestview folks or people that might be interested. The twilight golf is good, but it's the twilight is coming a little sooner than it was a few weeks ago.
And dare I say, it feels slightly like football weather outside.
Right now it does, yeah.
You know, like I thought that when I stepped outside today. I'm like, man, we are getting that much closer to football season, starting to feel that way. Now, I know we're going to get back up into like,
it was like 95 degrees yesterday,
you know, but still, like, this morning, I'm like, man, I could go for a big pot of chili right now, right?
You better believe it. I can't wait for football season, but I don't want it to go too fast either. I do enjoy the summer, so I hate the winter. So there is a bit of, as much as I look forward to the fall, it does mean winter is closer, and I do despise the winter. So I don't want it to go too fast. I'm just fine with the summer. I'm fine in, you know, shorts and a t-shirt every day. All right. I think we start with the Olympics, Tommy, honestly. So yesterday, there were like 19 different opportunities to just like lock in yesterday. You had the, you know, the Lyles situation, the Noah Lyles situation. He has been a lightning rod this Olympics as he takes bronze in the 200 after all that talk. Well, we find out he has COVID, trying to start to run a sprint, and he has asthma, by the way. So that couldn't have been a pleasant experience for him. That was a big talker yesterday. Team USA men's basketball, I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about get fired up for Team USA. Ooh, boy, that was incredible, that game yesterday. From almost catastrophe yesterday to a big, massive fourth quarter comeback to Team USA, getting it done behind all the old guys, which made it even better. Seeing those guys get so fired up for Team USA, you can't help but get fired up at that. It was a really cool day at the Olympics yesterday.
Yeah, it was. And really, it looked pretty grim for Team USA basketball for a good portion of that game yesterday. But that, you know, shows you the way that they came back, the way that they won. I mean, it tells you that you've got like the best basketball players in the world clearly on that team. There's no doubt about that. And so that's always been, I think, the thing about, you know, Team USA basketball is, from a talent perspective, from top to bottom, and the way that that roster is constructed, you've got more talent than any other country,
sure,
bar none. So it's always, can that talent live up to the expectations where they're far and away better than everybody else? From a talent on paper perspective, they don't always perform to that, and they didn't for a good portion of that game yesterday, but then locked in and they were able to get the job done.
I honestly, like, I think there's something like the TBT to it as well, though. Yes, there's all that talent, but you're asking a team that gets a week, 2 weeks to practice together to go and compete against guys who play together all year with a literal different set of rules. I mean, they're playing with a different ball, different rules, all of that with the FIBA stuff. So, I mean, I think there's something to why, like, teams with more talent don't ever win the TBT, because these other teams have done it for longer with different rules. They're more acclimated to that style. And I think sometimes we take that for granted with Team USA. I mean, the best player in the world is on the other team there. And like it, and those guys have been together for a long time. And when they play France, you're going to have, you know, the next potential GOAT on the roster with a bunch of other young dudes who are really, really talented. So not that Team USA shouldn't win these games. They certainly should win these games. Of course they should win these games. But I do think sometimes we expect the men to perform like the women, and that's a little unfair just because the, you know, what we see internationally, I mean, you're asking a different set of rules. I don't think the talent disparity is the same in the men's game as it is the women. And on the women's side, we're just so daggum more talented than everybody. It's not even close. I think it's a little closer on the men's side. I mean, we've seen this. You remember the Redeem team and all of these things, but it makes it for awesome. And, you know, like, I had they won by 20 points, I probably would have had that game on the background and not even paid 2 seconds of attention to it. So it did make it more interesting yesterday, and it did get me fired up. I mean, those guys, you know, LeBron and I are the same age. And I'm just like the gray in his beard and seeing him hit the Jets, you know, every once in a while, seeing Kevin Durant sort of take over in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry was lights out and just was basically like, I felt like Steph Curry was kind of the, you know, the Kobe in that moment. Like, I'm not going to let us lose this game. It was just, it was really, really good. You had Embiid being able to get after Jokic a little bit. And he was good. Look, the Joker was, he was fine. Like, he just, he didn't have enough. It was awesome. I loved every second of it. I thought it was incredible. And I hope France gives us a good game too.
Can I tell you one thing? And this may be classified as a hot take. I don't particularly care. It's my opinion. I believe this, that I'm at the point now where I'm more impressed with LeBron and what he's doing in the Olympics, and especially what he did yesterday, than what he's currently doing in the NBA. And like that, I lock in more to that than what is going on with him with the Lakers.
I could say that for every one of those athletes, though.
But I don't know if I would say that for every single one of them. Like, I'm still, I'm really like, I am going to probably follow Kevin Durant more in the NBA than I am in the Olympics. And I know that Durant has had a really good Olympic Games, you know, thus far, especially early on. You know, I'm more interested in what Joel Embiid does in the NBA than I am interested in what he's doing in the Olympics. Same thing on other countries' teams. Like, I'm going to follow what Nikola Jokic does in the NBA more than I'm going to follow what he's doing in the Olympics. But for LeBron, I mean, the guy had a triple-double yesterday. And I'll be the first to admit, I'm not a massive LeBron fan. I never really have been. I mean, I absolutely respect his talent and what he's done. And I think he's one of, if not the best to ever play the game. Don't get me wrong. But he's not somebody that I walk into and cheer on and I'm consistently following. I'm following more of what he's doing in these Olympics, representing Team USA at his age, his longevity, being able to do this at a high level. And, you know, like you mentioned, he's our age, and the guy has a triple double, and it's he, what, and I know Steph Curry was a big part of it too, fueling the comeback, but LeBron fueled that comeback. He was the large reason, one of the main reasons why Team USA is now moving on. And so I find myself cheering for LeBron at a level that I don't usually cheer for LeBron in. And I'm more excited about what he's doing this year in Team USA than maybe I've ever been at any point in his NBA career.
Are you a LeBron fan? Are you a LeBron fan, hater, neither?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't classify. I'm neither. I'm ambivalent towards him. I respect his talent. I absolutely recognize that he is one of, if not the best basketball players of all time. I try to not get pulled into the LeBron Jordan debate of, you know, who the GOAT is.
Sure.
I mean, I'm going to be a little biased because I was a massive Jordan fan growing up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do respect him. I just don't, I've never really locked into LeBron. And so, you know, going back to what I just said, watching him in the Olympics, I'm locked into him on a level I never have been in his career.
I do that and have done that historically for any player that's on Team USA. Like, I was, you know, I was, I'll call it a hater as a kid, just because it was kind of fun to not to be the other side of Jordan, right? And kind of root against him all the time. Same thing with Kobe. Kobe played for a team I really didn't like. That didn't help. But when it came to the Olympics, they were my favorite. That killer instinct translating there. I have always gravitated to LeBron a little bit. Same age. I think the style of his game is so underappreciated. I just think athletically, he's one of the great athletes we've ever seen. We got a glimpse of that. You would get glimpses of that last night, right? When he would just explode to the rim. There was that court. There was a play late in the game where he, you know, kind of chose to lay it up, where in his prime, he would have thrown it through that guy's skull. Like, he's such an explosive athlete. I've always gravitated to him. I don't care as much about the off the court stuff because I don't pay that much attention to it anyway. But I could say that for all of these guys, unless they play for, I don't even really have an NBA team. Like, the Team USA thing, like, I love it because even Kevin Durant, who, like, sometimes, and especially in the last 6 years or so, it has felt like there has been a major disconnect in the usual patriotism and what we would normally see. That is not the case. Like, this team wants it. They're flag bearers, like, all of it. It makes you feel patriotic, and that's what I think the Olympics are all about. And so I really like it. And I always feel that way in these sorts of competitions. So I really enjoyed it, not just from LeBron, certainly from LeBron, but from Kevin Durant, who's, you know, sometimes a little annoying off the court and whatever. And Steph Curry never is. Steph Curry's always a superstar at everything he does. But seeing those older guys want it that bad reminds me of some of the great Olympic moments over the years. And so I love it. And again, I want France to give him a little bit of a game. I don't want to see him go beat France by 30. And they might, but I don't want them to. I'd rather see it be a really competitive game, because that was, you know, Paul asked me this week, I think it was, what my favorite moment of the Olympics was. And at the time, it was that pommel horse from the dude with the glasses, and I can't think of his last name. It was yesterday now. That absolutely topped it as far as how fired up I have been for the Olympics. It was Team USA basketball yesterday, for sure. That was fun. It was awesome, and it was good to see the old guys getting it done like that. But they do. They play France. I'm not sure when that is. I think it might be Saturday. But that'll be a fun one to watch, because you got Wemby and all these French stars. I mean, they look at the draft this past year. I would imagine the old guys come out with their hair on fire for this game. But, you know, Wimby's a unicorn, and he'll be interesting and tough to stop. What'd you make of, before we turn the page, we'll take a break and go to some other things. What'd you make of the Noah Lyles? He's been the most polarizing athlete of these Olympics, for sure. A lot of talk. Some people think he's arrogant. I think there is arrogance involved in his, we'll call it a shtick, but I think it's intentional, and I don't mind it from my sprinters. Like, sprinters are like wide receivers. I need a little attitude, you know, in my sprinters, and he certainly had it, and boy, he talked, and he did not back it up because he got COVID. That's, I guess, when you talk, though, like, you run all these risks. Like, nobody's saying, like, when you're guaranteeing wins and all that, you don't get asterisks. You don't get excuses. If you don't get it done, like, that's a part of the risk of talking that trash. And I do not mind trash talk. I don't.
The pump was primed, though, because of the way that things had gone earlier in the Olympics, you know, and he's involved in that photo finish. And there's kind of a little bit of controversy surrounding that. And you know, and I don't know how much you followed that particular story where the NBC announcers gave the gold to the Jamaican sprinter, but really Noah Lyles won. And it was like within just a fraction of a second based on the way that they were leaning to get over the finish line. And so there was that controversy anyway. And, you know, so the pump had been primed for even more controversy and drama surrounding Noah Lyles. You've got to have in Olympic games, you've got to have storylines. And if it's just success, if it's just performing at an extremely high level, that's great. That's solid. You know, everybody's going to enjoy that. I mean, think of like Simone Biles, for example, and just what she's been able to do in these Olympic games. That's great. It's awesome. But a lot of people, I mean, every time you talk about Simone Biles, you have to reference what happened 4 years ago. Like, there's a storyline that goes along with the winning. I think that's what Noah Lyles has been trying to create around him, is storylines and narratives and keeping at the top of, you know, everybody's conversation about what's been happening with him. And this situation with him getting COVID and not backing up his talk, regardless of whether or not that's a positive thing for him, it keeps him at the top of everybody's mind. So even though he didn't end up with the gold yesterday because of COVID or whatever, I think he still accomplished maybe what he's been setting out to accomplish all along, and that is to stay in the narrative. Because once these Olympics are over, who's going to be talking about Noah Lyles? I mean, that's just the way that it is.
Well, we will be. When
so
LA
if he can
rolls
stay top of mind forever, you know, well, yeah, but like, you know, if he can stay top of mind for as long as possible, even if he doesn't win, I think that achieves that goal.
It does. And to further that point, think about Usain Bolt, right? He's really, you know, of our lifetime, he is the sprinter that was always in the news. Why? Because he was, you know, he was charismatic. He drew attention to him. And Noah Lyles is trying to accomplish the same thing, but you got to be able to back it up. And he got COVID, and that sucks, and it's really unfortunate, and he's overcome a ton, and I think he has a really cool story, and I think he's going to, you know, be able to follow in LA. But that's what happens. And, you know, he ran it. I give him all the credit in the world, but he could have easily bowed out. Could you imagine having asthma, and then if you've had COVID, if you've had a bad case of COVID, getting that right before you're trying to run a 200-meter dash against the best athletes in the world? There is a part of me that thinks it's pretty impressive he still got bronze, but He guaranteed gold. But he's been a really interesting character of the Olympics. It doesn't bother me at all. I like him. A couple others. We got America all over the place. You've got in just historic hurdling from McLaughlin Lavrone, who set her own record, which was really cool. There was a long jumper with ties to K-State, coaching at K-State, that did a really good job. It was a cool day at the Olympics, if you missed any of it. You want to play catch-up on it. When we come back, let's start with the Royals. We'll look ahead to this series against the Cardinals. We've also got the Chiefs getting ready to get going in their preseason. We're going to talk about a big charity event coming up next week as well, coming up in our second hour. We'll tell you all about that, your chances there. In fact, as we mentioned that, let's do this. Let's start with our newest giveaway here. We're going to get you going with a text-in contest for your chance to win Mac Gun show tickets. Simply text the keyword MAC, that's M-A-C. So that's the keyword, M-A-C, to the number 20357. The Wichita Gun and Knife Show, hosted by Mac Shows, is scheduled to take place September 14th and 15th at Century 2 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can enter once per day through August 12th at 9 a.m. Message and data rates apply. Again, text MAC, M-A-C, to the number 20357 for a chance to win two tickets to the Wichita Gun and Knife Show. We'll be back. More Sports Daily right after this.
.75 and 1240 KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be with you on this Friday. Friday, TGIF, it's good stuff. TGIF, speaking of TGIF, were you a TGIF guy, Tommy?
TGIF as far as the old shows on ABC back in the day?
Yeah, I got my Jesse and the Ripper shirt on here.
Yeah, of course, Full House, yeah. Family Matters.
Yeah, you've got
a Jesse and the Ripper shirt. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Like John Stamos and his hair, unbeatable, right? Unbeatable.
Yeah.
Big Jesse and the Rippers fan.
When I was a kid, I was a big Olsen Twins fan. If you catch my drift.
I do. I got you. Like when they kind of became stars, like teenage stars.
No, like when I was a kid and they were kids.
Oh, like little.
Yeah, okay. Like I had a crush on Michelle Tanner from Full House when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We're the same age. Like the Olsen twins.
I know.
So it's not like I was like an adult. Like, you know what? Like
I understand.
When I was a kid and watched Full House, correct, I thought the Olsen twins were cute.
Yeah. That was the generation too, where like I remember my cousins or any girl, like all the child stars, and they'd like make them models and they had those posters up. It's a weird time.
Yeah,
maybe that still happens. I don't know. It was a weird time though to have like modeling pictures of young people, but they were stars, man. Those sitcoms were a hit. TGIF was a big hit.
When I was a kid, I modeled my hairstyle back when I had hair. I modeled my hairstyle after Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. I got myself the
you
mousse.
You mean you tried to?
I tried to. I got the mousse. You know, I had it all puffed up and everything. Like
you ain't replicating that hair. You ain't replicating that.
I had more hair then than
did
I
you,
do now.
Did you bleach your hair?
I didn't bleach it. No, but my hair was pretty blonde.
Have you ever bleached your hair?
I never have. Have you? Do you ever have like?
I had frosted tips one time.
Did you really have frosted
tips? But it was homemade. We did it like. Because everybody had them, and you know, like so, those were back in the days of that like rock hard gel, and you would just kind of put it in your hair. So I was like, and we lived out on the farm, and I had to like hide and do this. But yeah, for like one time, I let my sister do that for me, and that was it. It only lasted one time. It was fine. I didn't mind it. I wonder if that'll ever come back. By the way. I know everybody like now the thing is for like the mullet is back and so is like all bleached, just absolute bleached hair. Those are the two things I see from like high schoolers. Most of the time, it feels like they're just trying to do it to be funny. We thought frosted tips were cool, right? Like that wasn't like trying to be funny. Like you thought that was, you got puka shell necklaces and they made out of hemp. I had a hemp necklace. I had a pretty sweet hemp necklace going. It was a good time. And I don't know that any of those styles are coming back, but that'll be just fine with me to let us just have that one. Don't replicate it. Cause we're seeing some of this stuff like Doc Martens. I'm seeing, you remember JNCOs? You remember those horrible, horrible things? Those nasty, baggy, like maroon jeans. Those
I never owned
coming
them.
Back.
I never either. Owned a pair, but I remember one time I went, I think back to school shopping with, you know, my family or whatever. And we ended up, I really wanted a pair, I think, of JNCO jeans. And I remember trying them on. And that was maybe the first time, I was maybe 13, 14 years old, tried a pair on in the dressing room. And I remember that was the first time that I had like a mature thought in my head where I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, I look ridiculous. And I don't care if this is the style. I hate this. I don't want them. I'm not buying them.
Yeah, they're terrible. And they're kind of coming back. I've seen them out and around. I've seen them. And I don't know how this is happening. Please, parents out there, if you have kids, do one of two things. Buy them JNCOs and take 1,000 pictures so you can show them how ridiculous they were later so we don't repeat this mistake in another 20, 30 years. Or don't let them look that ridiculous when they walk out the door in those things. I would let my kids wear them if they wanted to, and I would take lots of pictures of how terrible they are. Anywho, the Royals are getting back underway tonight, Tommy. There wasn't really anything happening of significance for them yesterday. Cleveland off, Minnesota. Basically, the American League got the night off, it felt like. So not a lot has changed in the standings. And what you have now is an upcoming series. It's a weird one. It almost feels like, honestly, it's like two individual games. St. Louis has cooled significantly since the last time the Royals saw them. They're not bad, but they're not good either. You know what I mean? Like they're not Boston, but they're not the White Sox. They're good. They're in the mix, I think, in the National League still. They're a couple of games over 500. But I don't think it's a series at home by any means that you're like concerned with the Royals. Let me just simplify it even more. The Royals are and should be better than the Cardinals. So what do you do with a two-game series? I almost think it's like two individual games. I don't even know how you can't really build momentum with two-game series. You just have these two random games on the schedule with days off mixed all around them, but you can kind of unload the tank in those two games because you get another day off then Sunday. So all hands on deck almost for these games.
Yeah, I mean, they did play a two-game series against the Cardinals before the All-Star break. Remember, there was a rainout, so they played a doubleheader on one day, swept that doubleheader, mm-hmm. And that was the only day they faced the Cardinals this season in two games in the same day. So you've got kind of something similar with this two-game quick set over 2 days against St. Louis. I think you can continue a little bit of momentum because they were able to do that with that doubleheader sweep last month. And so you can do something similar to that in this regard this weekend. I'm looking at, you know, of course, tonight's game, it looks like Michael Lorenzen is going to get the start for the Royals. And this is part of the reason or a large reason why he's in Kansas City right now. It's to be able to come in situations like this in the opening game of a short two-game set against a Cardinals team that, yeah, while they're scuffling a little bit, they're still over 500. They're still in the hunt for a playoff spot in the National League. You've got to try to find a way to shut them down. The good thing for Lorenzen in this game is that, you know, he pitched in the first time that he had played for the Royals in that game last weekend against Detroit. It was a no decision. Of course, the Royals ultimately lost the game in extra innings, but he did pitch pretty well. And you felt pretty confident about his futures, I think, in a Royals uniform as the season rolls on. 5 2/3, only one earned run given up. He struck out five in that game against the Tigers. And I would actually put the Tigers about at the same level as the Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals are better than the Tigers.
They might be slightly better than the Tigers, but I don't put either one of them. Like, I would say they're both average teams. Maybe Detroit is slightly below average after they traded several of their players away before the trade deadline, but I would say they're relatively similar.
Now, I will say this for the Cardinals, and, you know, Bob Lutz may...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Be angry with us right now. They're 2.5 games out of their wild card. They are over 500. Their run differential hasn't been particularly good, but got to remember too, like, they got off to an awful start and then they surged and were white hot. Now everything is sort of averaging out a little bit. But if you go and look, this is not one of those series, I don't think, where you look at it for the Royals and be like, okay, they got to dominate this series. Like, I could see this going 1,000 different directions. You're at the back end of your rotation if you're Kansas City. You need the offense to show up is what you need to happen. Lorenzen, you get to unload the bullpen here. So I think about Lorenzen, we're going to get him, you know, as a fifth starter. I would say that I feel quite a bit more confident in him as a fifth starter than I did Alec Marsh. Not that Marsh hasn't done a great job. Marsh has done such a great job this year. That's not it. I just feel more confident in Lorenzen. And you get into a game like this coming off of an off day and knowing you've got an off day Sunday, what do you need Lorenzen to realistically get you through? I mean, you kind of just need him to get you into the fifth inning, don't you? You know that Bubic can give you multiple innings today. You know that Ursa can give you multiple innings today if you need it. So it would be, I mean, it would be nice if Lorenzen just had a great start, but they may have a quicker trigger than they normally would. We'll have to see. But it's on the offense in this series. You're going up against two pitchers that haven't been very good. Your starters have been, who have carried you through this season, seem a little tired. So let the offense pick them up this time. And I will say this too, as we've seen the starters get tired, because that's what it looks like to me, Tommy, getting 2 days off like this and being able to just keep, because they're not going to skip starts. They're going to keep pushing everybody back. It's pretty advantageous timing, I think, on that to get really, I mean, would we call it 2 extra days rest for all the starters? I mean, that could be significant over time.
Yeah, I think so too. So if you've got Lorenzen in the game tonight, Lugo on Saturday, is that the way that it's projected
Waka,
out?
I believe Waka. It's Waka. Yeah.
Waka on Saturday. So really that top of the rotation, Lugo, Reagan, Singer. I mean, you don't have to worry about, like, they get basically a full week, almost a full week of rest. Those top guys in the rotation, because,
and it lines them up against a road series in Minnesota too.
It does. And that's extremely important. I mean, yep. You know, Singer Singer pitched the finale against the Red Sox on Wednesday, right? So then presumably Singer wouldn't pitch again until Wednesday. So it'd be a full week of rest, you know, for those top guys in the rotation. And I do think that that's extremely important, especially this time of year when you are starting to get that fatigue, and that's natural. It sets in for pitchers this time of year for sure. I also think it's important. I do think that weather plays a little bit of a role in this. You're going on the road, but you're going to Minnesota. So it's going to be obviously climate controlled and all of that, where, you know, I think it'd be different this time of year as opposed to going, you know, to another location that's going to, you know, maybe mess with you a little bit more as far as the heat and exhaustion, and that fatigue probably sets in earlier. So I do think that there is something to be said for the extra rest that they're getting both yesterday and Sunday, because then you have that really great time to reset that rotation, start with the top of the rotation again with Lugo and Reagans and Singer as you're going to a pretty crucial road series against Minnesota.
Pretty crucial. I mean, it's critical. It doesn't matter. It's just you get how many think about this as far as good fortune rolls. How many teams in baseball in the middle of a playoff chase like this, where every game is so critical, could afford to not skip starts and let your, you know what I mean? Like, not just allow these extra days off to help. It's such a, I don't think there are very many that could do it right in the middle of this. They would skip those starts for the back end of their rotation to keep their big guns on regular rest. And it's not just that the Royals don't have to do that. I don't know that they want to, and that's such a luxury. Like, yes, I mean, definitely Lugo and Reagans and Singer have been all three at times ace level pitchers this year. You're just really not losing much, especially lately when you get to Waka and Lorenzen at your 4 and 5. That's why I like this team so much to be able to close it out and get there, is because of things like that. What has plagued them a little bit lately? I think it's been that their starters have looked tired. So now you get to this part of the schedule that falls the way that it does, and you don't have to adjust anything. Oh, good. Look, everybody's tired. You get 2 extra days of rest. And I would bet you this, the next time we see Lugo and Reagans, and Singer's a little harder for me to get a grasp on. I'll bet they look sharper in their next starts than they did in their last starts because of the extra rest. And if that is the case and we see that, boy, that's going to give you a very good feeling down the stretch. And that's when you could potentially use Marsh occasionally, call him up, and then get those guys an extra day of rest. Because how much then do you lose with Marsh as your 6th starter? You know what I mean? Like, it is such it is such an advantage for them down the stretch to have that sort of pitching depth in the rotation.
Yeah, and don't forget that they get another day off this coming Thursday. So they play that 3-game set against the Twins on the road. Yeah. Then they get another day off before they go to Cincinnati. So you've got to take advantage of that.
That's wild.
You end up having 3 days of rest in a little over a week. So you've got to take advantage of that for sure. They get another Thursday off the next week. That would be August 15th that they get, or August 22nd. They get that day off. And then from there, they play every day until the middle of September. So you've got to take advantage of that now. You've got to make sure that you're, you know, this is an opportunity for Matt Quatrero to, if he needs to, I don't know if you really need to reset your rotation or, you know, figure out exactly how you want to have things, you know, in order playing out for a while. But then on top of that, it gives your bullpen a chance to rest up. There are some players that probably need to get a little healthier, you know, down this stretch. Take advantage of it now before you get into that really grueling part.
We'll talk more about it, betting, looking at that, the 2 games. We'll dig in a little bit in the second hour there. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the Chiefs this weekend. We'll begin our conversation around the NFL. All kinds of good stuff coming for you. It is Sports Daily. It's all Brockton Caster. Don't go away.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster here with you on this Friday. Glad to be here with you on this Friday, getting you ready for a weekend that features NFL football. Tommy, we ready for this? The Chiefs getting things opened up. We know now that we're going to get more from the starters, at least based on what Andy Reid said. Now, I went back and looked. And it was in the preseason opener last year. It was only a series. Now, Andy Reid said that they'll play the first quarter, the starters. What I don't know and what I haven't gone back is to what did Andy Reid say before the first preseason game last year? Did he say the same thing and then only go a series? Or is he trying something new? Because I will say there are, but there would have been last year too. You know, last year these receivers would have needed work. And you were a little more short up maybe at left tackle at what you thought. And at that time, we probably thought it was going to be Juwan Taylor. Maybe not. He may have already lost that out in camp. I can't recall. But if they give you a quarter, and I don't have any problem with that, by the way. In fact, I'd like to see it. I think I'd like to see it, to see him play a whole quarter. Wouldn't you like to see two series out of Mahomes and those receivers just kind of see what's out there? And it's hard because they don't show you a lot. I mean,
yeah, I'm good. I don't need to see that. I'm good. I don't.
Hollywood and Worthy are going to be a big part of what they do. I'm impatient, and it's probably just me being impatient. But again, let me clarify this and put an asterisk on it. I don't care what coaches do in the preseason, right? Like, there is risk of injury in practice, just like there's – I mean, it's football. So I don't subscribe.
Yeah, but don't you – I mean, I think that the risk factor – exponentially grows when you are performing at game speed.
I don't know. I would love to see the data on that. The one thing that changes is quarterbacks don't get hit in practice. That's the one. Other than that, guys get hurt in practice all the time. I mean, how many injuries have you already seen in practice this year?
I mean, there have been a lot, and there are things that are fluky and that you can, you know, never predict, and it doesn't matter how it works. I mean, keep in mind, and I off the top of my head can't remember who the 49ers player was, but remember the 49ers guy that like tore his Achilles running onto the field during the Super Bowl, just collapsed and felt like things are fluky. Things like that are going to happen regardless if you're playing in a game or you're practicing or, you know, you're walking in your house. Like, things happen. But I'll tell you, when I am excited to see Mahomes connect with Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice, week number one against the Ravens. That's when I'm excited about seeing them connecting. I don't need to see them connect in this preseason game that means nothing against Jacksonville.
Look, Andy Reid knows better than any of us what the team needs and how much they need to do anything. So I am totally fine deferring, and I'm not going to second guess it. I'm not, because he's won back-to-back Super Bowls. He's been doing this at a high level. He's a Hall of Fame coach. If he thinks they need the work, they need the work. It's unfortunate, but it's always the unfortunate part of football are the injuries, right? We just sort of sit here and you hold your breath. You hold your breath, right? Like you don't want anything bad to happen basically for the month of July and August until you get to games. But that's practice. That's anything. And we just will wait and see. But if they do give us two series, I think it'll be fun to watch. I don't think it will be much. I won't be surprised at all if it is not, in fact, two series, and it is, in fact, one series, and Andy Reid says that's enough. Maybe you just work, you know, Worthy in with the twos. I think you could probably do that. I think all of us, you and I, certainly want to see Carson Wentz. I'd like to see a healthy dose of Carson Wentz, see what he's still got. Because we know with the Chiefs over the years, Mahomes can miss a game or two. It happens. And they're trying to win three Super Bowls here. Like, there's three straight. There are no excuses. Like, you don't get a redo on this opportunity. I would say it's unlikely they ever get this opportunity again. Is that fair? I mean, this feels like a one shot at this thing kind of a deal.
I'd like to see a healthy dose. I mentioned this yesterday, a healthy dose of Carson Wentz throwing the ball to Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. That's what I would like to see in the preseason game. That's what I'm going to be paying attention to. And I hope that it goes well. I want to see both of those guys show out a little bit, because I do think that it is at least in the realm of possibility that one or both of them, I'm not suggesting that both of them are going to get cut necessarily, but that I would say they're battling for maybe a roster spot, maybe for a position on the depth chart at wide receiver. figuring out exactly how they're going to fit in, if at all, to the Chiefs this season offensively. And so that's really what the biggest thing that I'm looking for and what I'm going to be paying attention to most.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm attending. I think left tackle is most. We'll get into this when we come back. Let's power rank our first preseason game storylines for the Chiefs. It won't be much, but why not? I mean, we're going to be watching anyway, so why not take a swing at it? What we want to see the most out of a preseason game in the first preseason game. At least there's only three of them now. Soon there'll probably only be two. That'll be awesome when that happens. All right, 869-1240, the IHOP hotline is open for you. All this football talk, by the way, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Let's start our second text giveaway. So remember, you have a chance to win tickets to the Mac Gun Show. Now we're going to give you a chance to win some HTO. And all you got to do that, more than 20 flavors, East and West Wichita and Derby, is text the keyword TEA to the short code 20357. You can also win some coffee. Fridays in August at HTO are buy one, get one free to celebrate back to school all day long. So never a better day than today. Get out there, check it out. Your chance to win again. T to 20357. Message and data rates apply. Good luck on that, everybody. We'll have a third giveaway in our second hour. But more Chiefs talk when we return on Sports Daily.
In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.5 and 1240 KFH, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, Wichita's most listened to sports radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.